This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco paints itself as a green, alternative, transportation-friendly city, a city of walkers and cyclists. But there are some who say the city has taken its pro-pedestrian stance too far. A group called the Restore Transportation Balance Coalition says it wants to take the roads back. That's the goal of Proposition L, a declaration of policy to make the city's parking meters, garages, and traffic laws more car-friendly. But at what cost to other modes of transit? KALW's Liz Pfeffer has more.
Have you been to the Castro lately? The neighborhood's main drag just debuted a glam, pedestrian-friendly makeover. I'm talking about Castro Street, of course, now featuring palm trees, rainbow crosswalks, and wide sidewalks. But there were some trade-offs for this fresh new look. On-street parking was monopolized by months of construction, and now the much narrower street makes it harder for muni and delivery trucks to get through. The upside? More walking space for pedestrians, which might even boost commerce by encouraging foot traffic into businesses. But for a while, it was a little bit of a problem.
We lost a lot of our morning customers because they shut down the street. We would come in, park real quick, grab a cup of coffee, and head out.
Dahlia Corey works at Castro Coffee Company, which her parents have owned for decades. She says things are better now, even with just a few less parking spots on the street.
When I asked when they first started, I said, how many spots? They said, we're losing 6 spots total, like on the whole street.
In the last 5 years, the city has removed 4,000 parking spots. Over 300 of those parking spots were formerly reserved for disabled people, and they have not been replaced.
That's Jason Clark. He co-authored Proposition L. We're meeting near the San Francisco DMV. He says the recent trend in city planning puts San Francisco motorists at the back of the bus.
When the first meter was installed about 65 years ago, it was always free on Sunday. It was always free on holidays. I mean, it's a holiday. Everyone deserves a little bit of a break.
This return to simpler, cheaper times is a point of consensus for more than 17,000 San Franciscans who signed the Prop L petition. The Restore Transportation Balance Coalition, the group that is pushing the measure, gathered the bulk of those signatures right here at the DMV, between two arterial roads. The traffic buzzing by is so loud tonight that Clark and I have to move the interview into my car. He came by Muni. Although Prop L was his idea, he doesn't own a car. Clark is a member of the Log Cabin Republicans of San Francisco. The initiative has not received any City Hall endorsements, but has gained support from notable groups like the Harvey Milk Democratic Club and firefighter and police officer unions. It's also got some techie billionaire clout. Napster co-founder Sean Parker is the campaign's biggest contributor. This is what's being proposed. No charging meter fees on Sundays and holidays or outside 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. No installing new meters without neighborhood consent. No increasing parking garage meter or ticket fees for at least 5 years. Also, mandatory representation of motorists on the SFMTA board. Goals to achieve safer, smoother flowing streets. And finally, equal enforcement of traffic laws. I asked Clark what exactly that last one means.
Well, for example, when there's a stop sign, it's required by law that everyone stop at the stop sign. The same thing should occur for someone who decides to jaywalk across a busy street. Certain segments of the transportation community here are not being held to the same standards as motorists. And in order to have a balanced approach, you need to treat everyone equally.
But is it really fair to treat pedestrians and motorists the same? Dan Chapman is an associate professor of city and regional planning at UC Berkeley. His research focuses on land use and transportation planning in San Francisco. And he says motorists and pedestrians aren't equal. For one thing, the city doesn't have a problem with pedestrians killing drivers.
In general, I think we need to acknowledge that the driver of a car, the car itself, is not equal to a pedestrian. Motorized modes are the reason why we need traffic lights in the first place.
Chapman says that smoother flowing streets don't mean safer streets. If you do things to increase the flow of traffic, it will likely decrease pedestrian and cyclist safety. As for the cost of parking, he found that in many areas, parking is already underpriced.
From an equity perspective, I disagree wholeheartedly with the idea that you should make Sunday parking free.
That's because Saturday and Sunday are the biggest travel days in the Bay Area. So they generate the most meter revenue, which should be put toward improving the overall transportation system. And Chatman says the idea that less road space equals more traffic only makes sense on the surface.
They have a good argument that, well, if you take away road space, why wouldn't you expect there to be more gridlock, more congestion? But as you take away road space, you also probably shift people over from vehicles to other modes. And the reason for that is that as it becomes more difficult to drive, other modes become more attractive.
And that's part of the point of city policy, to get people out of their cars. Going carless should be encouraged, according to Amandeep Jala. He's the president of the San Francisco League of Conservation Voters. I met him at his home on Valencia Street, where he's the proud owner of the city's only private parklet. That's a public space that's been converted into a mini park. In Jawa's case, he's transformed his driveway into a green space.
Prop L basically begins the process of shifting our city's transportation policy away from lots of different modes of transportation and towards just one mode, driving.
He's worried about the environmental impacts of a more car-friendly city. Around 30% of San Francisco's greenhouse gas emissions come from private automobiles.
I don't want to demonize. People have to drive. There's various things people have to do to make things work. That's not what this is about. This is about how do we keep all of our transportation options balanced in ways that work for people, for the environment, and for just getting our jobs done every day.
Back at the DMV, Prop L proponent Jason Clark says what the city is doing isn't working.
If you live in San Francisco, ask yourself, has traffic gotten worse? Has the on-time rate for Muni increased? Do I feel safer navigating the streets of San Francisco? The answers, almost universally, to those questions are no. So we need to change things.
And that's something both sides can agree on. San Francisco hasn't found an effective solution to the increasing number of cars and people on the streets. So it's fitting that the solution itself is at a bottleneck. In San Francisco, I'm Liz Pfeffer for Cross Currents.
So what do you think about Prop L? Do you think cyclists and drivers should abide by similar rules? We want to hear from you, so call us at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106, and you may hear your response on the air.